community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio is Helen Connolly. Her new single, Do You Remember, is on our current A-list. It's a fantastic track and we've been playing it a lot here. She's got a unique voice and she's a brilliant live performer. She's been working with Ian Post and Grammy Award winning Simon
Gogoli.
Yeah, I knew I was going to get funny. That wrong. Worked with US's Paloma Faith, Alicia Keys, and That's to Name But a Few. And she's been working with both those guys. And she's joined by her guitarist AJ today. Hello, AJ. Oh,
hello.
Rich didn't have that voice when he came in, but it's changed. So it's really lovely to see you, Helen. We've been really loving the song. It's brilliant, Do You Remember? So,
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm really glad you like it. I mean, I couldn't wait to share it with you, to be honest, because I was like, whenever I get something new and it's ready to go out, you're like one of my first port calls. I'm like, Michelle! Yeah, so, you know, you've always been a massive support to my music, so I'm really glad to be on the A-list, and thank you so much for supporting it. You're always tweeting me and tagging me and everything, so it's amazing. Yeah.
We do, as I say, we do try and always support great local musicians, there's loads of good musicians, and
absolutely.
We were just talking about getting stuff played is such a pain in the bum sometimes.
It's so hard. It's really hard. It's just hard to sort of, I guess, sort of make yourself be heard a lot amongst the masses of, you know, other people that are trying to do the exact same thing as you are. And sometimes it can just be absolute potluck. You know, it's really sort of, I know it's cliche, but, you know, right time, right place, and just building a rapport with someone, and hopefully they like you, and hopefully they get behind your music. A bit like you do with people, you know. It's really, you can't say how grateful you are for people who do that. So, yeah, it's really difficult.
Now we've talked before about when you've come in before about how you started in music, and I thought you were going to say when I was like 4 years old I started playing the recorder or something, but that didn't happen. You started, wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it really wasn't. It was about, I think it's only been about 4 years. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've always sung, I've always enjoyed singing. I was always like a little performer growing up, and, you know, you couldn't really shut me up really. I was always either doing dancing or singing, but I used to songwrite all the time. I used to write lots of poetry as a kid, and me and my best friend, we had this little duo called Infinity. We used to put on little plays, and I'd sing our songs that I've written, and we both would sing like to our friends every birthday. It was like a tradition. No wonder they don't talk to us anymore. And so it was always something that I wanted to do. But I just, as I got older, you know, I think because I didn't play an instrument and I didn't actually know that many musicians and things, it just felt like a world away from where I wanted to be and what I could do. And then about four years ago, I just sort of bit the bullet and I was like, I can't stop, you know, thinking about it. I can't stop wishing that this, you know, I can sing in front of people. And, you know, at one point I was petrified. I couldn't even sing in front of my mum. You know, that's how bad I was at like singing in front of people. I was so, so scared. And I think I let that fear get in the way for way too long, so much more longer than I should have. You know, like, I don't like to have regrets, but I do sometimes wish I started a lot sooner. So that's one thing I would always say to anybody who wants to do this, just don't let that fear stand in your way. Like, just get out there and do it, because the sooner you do it, the sooner that fear will just go away. And like just about anything, you know, the more experience you get, the less, you know, more confident you become with it. But so about 4 years ago I just bit the bullet and started seeing who was around, you know, guitarist wise and what I could get involved with. And then it just kind of weirdly just happened from there on. Like, it's almost like it was just meant to be. It was just waiting for me to find it, and all these doors started opening, all these really talented people, you know, that could help me and, you know, give me advice and support me and encourage me and just get involved with what I was doing, just you know, almost like miraculously happened. And I'm really fortunate and really grateful. But that's basically the little story.
And within 4 years, this is the point when you came in last time. I think the first time I saw you, you'd only been singing for about 2 years, and I was like, hey,
yeah,
what's going on there? Two years?
It was about 2 years, yeah. So you were like, what? But it's crazy.
Now, the first song you're going to do with AJ. Hello, AJ. We'll say hello.
Hello.
Hello. There is a man in the studio. It's not my voice. So how long have you guys known each other?
God, since January,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that too.
Yeah, I think it was January.
Yeah.
Like, I think I really... I needed to get... What is happening?
I can hear somebody on your phone.
Oh, I think the live video has stopped.
All right,
and
well,
now it's like playing. What are we going to do?
I was like, what's that? I can hear a man screaming. I thought it was somebody I'd had in the studio before in a cupboard. We're going to play Behind Your Eyes, which is one of your recordings from your last EP.
Yeah, no, it was just my single from last year.
Yeah,
so
right.
It was like, yeah, a sad alone song. So, yeah.
So we'll play that, and then Helen's going to see who's on her phone
sort
screaming.
Live video.
By a little thread, let me be so the arm like little boy wandering lost, clinging to
See, I'm joining in with that one.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really strange when you hear songs all the time, they do get stuck. And as I was saying, with Do You Remember, which you're going to be singing in a while, which is the new track you've released from the EP, which we'll talk about, which is up and coming, the EP, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
Out in October.
That's it. Yeah, because I keep sending Helen messages. We're like, have you got another song? You got another song. It's like, you got another song. You're like, oh, yeah, okay, right. Give me a chance to write some more. Your style, what sort of artists have inspired you?
It's a bit of a funny one, really, because I couldn't really pinpoint it just to one artist. I mean, growing up, like I think I've said before, my mum and dad, they've always had like really a sort of diverse taste in music, but ones that I really remember is sort of like Motown and soul and sort of jazz and blues and things like that, which I think maybe subconsciously sort of rubbed off on me. For me personally, growing up, I was very much into sort of pop music, you know, sort of chart music, things that were sort of popular at the time. And then in my teens, I got very much into sort of R&B and hip hop. But it wasn't really until I actually started singing and, you know, sort of coming across musicians and other artists and things, and they just kept saying, you know, you've got like a very sort of jazz, you know, voice. So I started to sort of listen to jazz then, and I hadn't really listened to a lot of Amy Winehouse prior. I mean, it's not like I didn't really like her songs. I just didn't really, they weren't anything that I was particularly sort of like, I sort of really paid much attention to. And, I started to listen to a lot of Amy Winehouse, and I started to find that I could sort of sing her songs quite easily. You know, I'm not trying to say like, oh, you know, I'm amazing as Amy Winehouse or anything, but like, it was just something that, you know, I started singing jazz songs and singing these sort of influences, and I thought, yeah, this is, I kind of get where people are coming from a little bit. And then I started writing, and it's just, I don't know, it just sort of came out. I think my songs, because I enjoy, a bit like my parents, I've got such a diverse taste in music myself. You know, I could be one minute when I'm listening to something really chilled and relaxed, and then the next minute be like, oh yeah, I have some drum and bass, like, you know, it's like, it could be literally one scale to the other. And I think, you know, when I write and when I sort of get into the studio, all these different influences and these tastes sort of like merge into one. But I think, you know, probably the strongest influences in there are like jazz, blues, soul and pop and that kind of thing, really. And sort of funk, you know, especially when we do it live. You know, like AJ is sort of does a lot of acoustic stuff with me, as well as another guy, Lewis Thackeray, who's in another band called The Hemingways with James Burridge. Little plug for you, James. And but you know, like AJ's in the band with me with sort of Wayne and Charlie, and you know, when we do it live, you sort of bring a bit more of a funky sort of feel to, especially like Brushing Off the Dust and even Easy to Love, I guess, as well, and things like that. So, and that's really cool because I guess, you know, funk and soul and blues and jazz, I mean, it's, they're all sort of, they're all related to each other, you know, and it's good to sometimes sort of go in a slightly different feel and a different groove when you do things a bit live, you know. So, yeah. That's basically a really long-winded answer to your question.
And AJ was nodding, just in case you thought she was making it up. AJ is actually... Make a man noise. There we go. Now, the song you're going to do for us, what's the first live number you're going to do for us, Helen?
This is Do You Remember?
Yep.
So it's my new single, which is out on SoundCloud currently, on the lead up to my EP, which, like I say, is out in October. Yeah, and it's been very well supported by Phoenix FM.
And tell us about Michelle. Tell us about the song. Tell us what it's about.
Oh, wow. That is a good question. I wrote the song last year. I think probably about April, May time last year. And I got into the studio with Ian with it. And yeah, I think it was like a bit of a reflection on a past relationship that I had, and I deliberately kind of left it a little bit up in the air in terms of sort of letting, I like the listener to sort of come to their own conclusions about what the song's about. Sometimes I like to be a little bit mysterious about what they're about. I don't like to over describe and overshare what they're about, because number one is it's very therapeutic and it's kind of personal to me, which is a bit bizarre because I write about it and then I put it out for everyone to listen to. But yeah, it is definitely sort of influenced by like a past relationship, and it wasn't necessarily, it didn't necessarily end bad and didn't necessarily end good. And I think that's why it's kind of like got that question mark over the whole song, you know, like what happened, you know. And I think, yeah, that sort of bit where it says, you know, would we turn back time? Like, okay, it was really lovely. Like, do you remember the really nice time we had? It's ended now. It's been a long time. Would we go back if we had the chance? I don't know if we would. Like, what, you know, it's kind of that just question, really. And yeah, that's basically it.
So here we go. Here's Helen Connolly with AJ on guitar, and this is Do You Remember?
You and me, like a dream, romantic couple in a movie scene. All the days rolled into nights. I lived in your pocket, always side by side. Feeling so clear and strong, knocked me off my feet. I stood alone for so long. Underneath the stars so bright, your voice sang to me like a lullaby. Do you remember when we first met? I just surrendered to every last kiss. You gave me the world with your gaze. Blissfully I under a summer haze. Do you remember when we first met? I just surrendered to every last kiss. You gave me the world with your gaze. Blissfully I under a summer haze. Like a dream. All I could see was you. So obsessed by your charms, I was all consumed. You were just like a drug. Got high on your love, I couldn't get enough. Underneath the burning sun, we spoke of our plans, our lives had begun. You swam through deep in my veins. Couldn't escape if I wanted. Your arms were my chains. Do you remember when we first met? I just surrendered to every last kiss. You gave me the world with your gaze. Blissfully I under a summer haze. Do you remember when we first met? I just surrendered every last kiss. You gave me the world with your gaze. Blissfully I under a summer haze. time? Would we turn back time? Would we turn back time? Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember?
Tom Hingley Band there with A Beggar's Hand. It's just coming up to 11:57. Now joining me in the studio is singer-songwriter from Essex. It's Chelmsford, is it?
Wivenhoe.
Wivenhoe, is that really posh?
Tiny little, yeah, well, it's a little town outside Colchester, yeah.
All right, I probably wouldn't be allowed to go there.
You will.
I'm not, I'm just about getting
honestly,
to Brentwood.
No, like, yeah, we have good party times in Wivenhoe. Everyone's yes. welcome.
Now, you've been singing, as I said, for the last couple of years. The EP is not out. I thought it was out a little bit earlier, actually, but I'm not having to go
that
to
is
you.
My fault. I may have said it was going to be out earlier, to be fair. So
it won't be out to the end of the year. So tell us about the rest of the stuff that's going to be on the album, the songs, and also the guys that you've been working, because we talked about them earlier, but the guys that you're working with.
I've been performing the other songs that are on the EP for a little while now. So if you've ever caught me live and things like that and sort of follow me on Facebook, you probably would have like got little snippets and some live sort of, you know, footage of me doing some of the songs. Like I definitely do it with the band that we that I perform with. We do them live. The EP itself is going to be called Garden of Kisses, which is actually one of the tracks on the EP. And I actually predominantly worked with that and sort of co-wrote it. I always top line, so I'm basically like a top line writer, so I do the melodies and the lyrics. And I can sometimes write to like music as well. But, with my own stuff, there's always an element of when I have to take it to somebody else and we work together in terms of like developing, you know, music around it. Yeah. So Simon Gogley was a guy I sort of worked with on Garden of Kisses. He produced it. He sort of put all his ideas to it and we worked together quite closely on it. And there's another song on there called Deep Underwater, which I recorded with Ian early last year. Ian Post, and he's a guy who's sort of got credentials with, you know, Alicia Keys and Genuine and people like that. And Simon's worked with, he's got the Grammy for working with U2 on their How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb album, which is an amazing achievement. And so I worked with them two basically on the EP. Simon was, you know, mixed them all as well, because he's an amazing mix engineer. That's predominantly really, I mean, obviously there's a lot of producing as well, but that is predominantly what he's known for in the industry. And then I've got, obviously Do You Remember, and then there's going to be a bonus track of a song that I've actually had recorded and ready to go for a little while. Originally I was going to release it as a single last year, but it just didn't happen in the end, and I'm kind of glad it didn't, because I'm quite excited to have it as a bit of a bonus track on this EP. So yeah, there's going to be four songs altogether.
And what is the, because people sort of, I still get confused, EPs and albums. What people now release EPs because you're hoping that somebody will pick them up rather than doing a whole album's worth of stuff. So what happens with this EP? Because you have to do, loads of musicians are doing it, because you've got to push everything yourself. Yeah. It's all about you, unless you've got a manager. But even if you've got a manager, you've still got to do a lot of pushing
yourself.
Oh, yeah,
it's still, you know, like, I think that's sometimes a misconception of what a manager means to people. You know, you still have to do a hell of a lot yourself. You know, you've got to be, you know, you can't be lazy ever. You can't sort of leave it up to anybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think Well, in terms of sort of bringing it out, you know, I intend to sort of do it online and then get some sort of hard copies of the CDs actually made up. Because I still think that's really important,
yeah.
You know. People like to have something, you know, still in their hand, you know, and a product to buy into and things rather than just having it on their phone. And yeah. I think because my music, you know, it does... It can appeal to like a younger audience, but it can also appeal to people sort of, you know, 30 upwards and things like that, you know. So, and they, I still buy CDs. Mm. I love a CD. So, yeah, I definitely think it's important to do that. And it's also good to like offer something and sell something when you're doing something live as well. You know, if someone actually likes what they've, you know, what they've heard, then hopefully they sort of, you know, put their hand in their pocket and they sort of support you and and buy the CD. But I'm hoping to do my first ever sort of EP launch, which I'm aiming for the 6th of October, and I'm going to bring the single out on the 3rd of October, and it's going to be available for pre-order as well. I think we're going to first make it of... available for pre-order for people who have signed up to my mailer and my newsletter, which you can do via my website, which is www.helenconnollymusic.com, and Connolly is spelled Connolly, not Owly. It's okay, I get it all the time.
I can if I try and type your name in, I just do it wrong every time.
I don't know what it is. It's just like really my name is like surprisingly hard for people to like get right.
Yeah.
But so I always have to spell it out just in case. But so it is gonna be available pre-order and things, so hopefully people will get involved and support that. And so yeah, the next few months are gonna just be really, really busy. But you know, hopefully, you know, I do sort of get picked up by sort of, I don't know, like sort of industry or just people that sort of, you know, can be a big influence and can get behind me. But it's probably is going to be like independently.
Yeah. Because it is a struggle. If you get a big record company behind you, they've got the money and they've got the influence, and it's much, much easier. When you listen, I mean, I don't want to be horrible about Harry Styles, but he brought out that single, which I thought was, I'm sorry if he's listening, probably not. But I thought it was awful. I thought it was
Harry.
He's a lovely looking bloke, but it was an awful song. And I thought the amount of money they've spent, they could divide that up into like maybe supporting 20 other artists. But that's the thing, once you've got to a certain level, then you've always got that guarantee of getting your stuff kind of
played. I think that's where the industry has sort of changed a little bit now, you know. And I'm not afraid to say it, because I'm going to be bold and say it, you know. Like, I go to a lot of industry panel events and industry networking events and all this sort of thing. And I think, you know, where it is at the moment for a lot of independent artists is... You know, they all say they want someone original, and you've got to be distinctive, and you've got to do that. But I don't think that is the case anymore, you know. I think, like, if you've got a voice that sounds like somebody else who's selling loads and loads of records, for them, it's a comfortable risk, you know, because you're like, well, that person's doing really well. You sound like them. So, you know, like, we're gonna invest in you. But then what happens is you just get so many, the charts and the what's out at the moment is just saturated with the same sort of songs, the same kind of vibes and stuff. And it's and a lot of people are actually, you know, I even heard on Radio 1, sorry if I'm going to get someone in trouble,
do you listen? But
even Scott Mills was like, God, we are actually playing like the same songs, like the same, this sounds like the same thing we just did like the other day. Even he said, it's getting boring. And I thought, God, I might get a bit in trouble for saying that. But bottom line is, you know, they play what's given to them, really, don't they? But like, I do think, like, especially the way it is at the moment, like, if you've got a really big following, which you will have to work hard to do, you know, that's not like a given thing. And if people have got a good following and they have built up that, you know, really good social media support and things, good on them, because it's not easy. It's not easy at all. And they've obviously found like a way of being able to do that. But if you've got that following, you've already got that kind of sort of guarantee of support and a fan base already there, you're more likely to get a breakthrough, mm-hmm. whereas it's a lot harder for somebody who may have like a lot of talent and have a lot of potential and things, but they haven't yet been able to sort of get that niche and get that sort of fan base there. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot harder to be sort of picked up because they're a bit scared. They're a bit more, you know, reluctant than maybe when they were used to be, when the industry had a lot more money and it was a lot more different. Mm. And they were a bit more like inclined to sort of, you know, sort of develop an artist and take a risk, whereas now it's not so much the case.
And also, I was just about to say something and then thinking about what I was going to say. It's just nice to have a female singer that doesn't have to have her legs attended to. I mean, you know exactly what I mean, because all the artists, they've got like either got this air wafting or so their hair's up in the air. And I love Beyonce. She's great. And, you know, she's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. She's
but you just
amazing.
See, I mean, she's amazing. But you just see, that, as you said, copycats of the same thing.
Yeah.
Same girls, 19 years old, legs attended to, voices are not too bad. And that's it.
But sometimes, you know, I mean, sometimes the voices are like so generic, and like, I hear something and I think, that's Rihanna. Like, I think that's Rihanna. Mm. And it's not until like I've listened to it a few times, I'm like, oh my God, that's a completely different artist.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can't help but feel like they're putting on that voice, like they're told to put on that voice. Yeah. So to sell like her, like, I just, you know, I think there is, I think, yeah, I don't know, it's a difficult one and probably put loads of people off.
Well, you've got a very distinctive voice.
But being so bold and, you know, just saying it, but I'm sorry, that's just the way I look at it. And I mean, I understand, you know, from a business point of view and from, you know, industry, it is, you are a little bit more scared to sort of take on someone who's pretty much unknown and things like that. And I do really get that. And I do get that, you know, you need to sort of work at it and stuff, and which is what I'm doing and what I intend to do. And, you know, a lot of indie artists are doing it, and good on them, really.
There's some fantastic, as I said, in Essex, there's so many amazing
musicians. Really, the talent is just ridiculous. Mm. You know, like, I see so many people out there, I just think, wow, like, you're amazing. Like, how have you not been picked up yet? Mm. But it's just, I guess we're all just in the same boat, just trying to sort of get to the same destination somehow. But, you know. But I think the main thing, most important thing to do is just do it for the love. Mm. You know, just don't forget why you started and don't lose sight of that. It can be really hard to lose sight of that. Like, sometimes some people get so hell-bent and so, like, caught up in making it and getting that golden egg and stuff like that. But, you know, you don't even need a record deal these days. You can do it independently. You can do it yourself. And sometimes you're actually better off doing that. You know, you have sometimes a little bit more control and, you know, it's actually, it's a little bit more money. I mean, more work, but, you know, you get sometimes a little bit more, you know, benefit from it. And it depends how far you want to go as well, you know. So I just think the most important thing is just don't forget to enjoy it, and, you know, sometimes don't take it too seriously and just enjoy yourself, because I think the most important thing is to be happy. And I think sometimes it's a little bit concerning, like, how an artist can just get so bogged down with, like, I've got to get there, and then they don't really enjoy, I know it sounds really cliche, but like the journey, and they forget to enjoy what they're doing and to recognise the achievements that they've made so far. I mean, I've been a bit guilty of it as well, you know, and it's sometimes you need to take a bit of a step back and be like, actually, I've not done that before, and I've done that, and that did well, and that was really cool, and, you know, you just got to enjoy it and be happy, I think.
Now, you're going to finish on a song.
I am.
Don't forget, you've got HelenConnollyMusic.com.
Yep.
And you're on Helen Connolly on Twitter.
Helen Connolly UK on Twitter. Just to make it that extra bit confusing, Helen Connolly Official on Facebook. Right. There was a reason for that. I couldn't take the actual name of just Helen Connolly for some weird reason, so I had to jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But my website is like a one-stop shop for everything, so you can sign up to my mailer and actually get the next song that I'm about to perform free download, as well as like lots of rare tracks, things that haven't been released, and like I said, we could give first dibs of actually pre-ordering the EP, and just loads of like exclusive content, so there's lots of goodies to be had, and all the links to my social media and everything's on there, really. So
brilliant. Well, thanks for coming in. And thanks to AJ as well for playing guitar so brilliantly. Tell us about this song. Don't forget, the EP will be out later in the year, probably around about sort of October time. That's when you're going to do the launch.
Yeah.
And the song Do You Remember It is out now, and you can download that on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everywhere else.
Yes, but no, Do You Remember It's not on iTunes just yet. No, so it's only on SoundCloud.
Yep.
It will be available, but it will be available when the EP is out. Right. So, yeah, you can sort of download it and get all involved. It will be available, like I say, like digitally and on hard copy and CDs.
And it's on here because we keep playing it all the time. So tell us about this track you're going to play in the last one.
I think I performed it actually the first time I ever came on here before. So it's a nice little sort of revisit. It's quite fitting, really. It's Live a Lie. And it's a really sort of stripped back sort of acoustic vibe. It's very jazzy. It's got a lot of jazz influences in it. It was on my debut EP, which I released a few years ago now, 2015. Hopefully it's all good. I don't know if that video's got a bit weird again.
I don't know. It's that some man's looking at me now. I don't know who that is. Thanks very much, you both coming in. That's Helen Connolly and AJ. And if you want to find out where Helen's gigging, take a look at the website. And you can also find her on Instagram and all the other
Instagram stuff. Instagram, yeah. I'm all over. And yeah, we're going to be the band, my original music, that's playing at 8S Green Music Festival next Friday on the 14th. So yeah.
Hopefully see you at the Brentwood Festival at some stage as well.
Yes, yeah. That'll be wicked. They say, take your opinions and put them in a box and put them in the darkest corners of your mind. I can't remember the last thing I did for me. I'm slowly finding I just don't have the time. Take your feelings, make them disappear. I used to seize the day, but now it takes me all year. This is the way of the world. This is a sign of the times. And that's just life. You got to learn to compromise. But I wanna break free. I wanna put up a fight. I'm not gonna conform to someone's version's what's right. I've had enough. I'm gonna show who's tough. I'm not afraid to fail, so that I don't even try. I'd rather be hurt by the truth than live a lie. They say, take your ambitions and put them in a box and put them out of reach, so you don't have to sit and think about all of the possibilities and all the things you can do. What might be waiting for you? This is the way of the world. This is a sign of the times. And that's just life. You've got to learn to compromise. But I wanna break free. I wanna put up a fight. I'm not gonna conform to someone's version's what's right. I've had enough. I'm gonna show who's tough. I'm not afraid to fail, so that I don't even try. I'd rather be hurt by the truth than live a lie. Things may be tough and things may be hard, but I'm not gonna stop wishing my life to start. I wanna break free, I wanna put up a fight. I'm not gonna conform to someone's version's what's right. I've had enough, I'm gonna show most up. I'm not afraid to fail, so that I don't even try. I'd rather be hurt by the truth than live a lie. So rather be hurt by the truth than live a lie. Thank you.
Thanks very much to my guest Helen Connolly, and also the fantastic guitarist as well. Thank you very much to AJ. You've got a great original voice, Helen, and we wish you all the best. And
thank you.
Don't forget to check out the website, helenconnollymusic.com.
Perfect.